that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. A Christian mother is commanded in God's word to nurture their child, providing an environment of constant verbal support, freedom to fail, acceptance, affection, and unconditional love. 2 Peter 1:7 states, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Ephesians 4:29-32 states, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let us all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Ephesians 5:1-2 states, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering, and a sacrifice to God, for a sweet smelling savor." Believers are to imitate God's holiness in all of their conduct. They are to be like him, not as slaves trying to earn a wage, but as children and beloved children at that. Galatians 5:22 states, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith." 1 Peter 3:8-9 states, "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereupon called, that ye shall inherit a blessing." A Christian mother should give modeling with integrity by living what they say, being a model from which a child can learn by catching the essence of godly living. Deuteronomy 4:9 states, "Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them to thy sons and thy sons' sons." Proverbs 10:9 states, "He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known." Proverbs 11:3 states, "The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness or turning away of transgressors shall destroy them." Psalm 37:18-37 states, "The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace." Another serious tension in Christian motherhood is that of being a life giver as well as a place of departure. Genesis 3:20 describes Eve, the first mother, as the mother of all living. In Genesis 17:16, God promised Abraham that his wife Sarah would become the mother of many nations and kings. Similarly, mothers need to remember that the purpose of mothering is to develop a strong, independent adult. Genesis 2:24 states, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Even if that adult child resides geographically close, she must allow him the freedom to live as an adult. taking his mother's wisdom into account, but still making his own decisions, even decisions she does not understand or agree with. The Bible does not reserve motherhood only for women with biological children. Judges 5:7 identifies the prophet and judge Deborah as a mother in Israel, but she was also a mother to Israel. She provided wisdom. Judges 4:5 states, and she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment, and under God's leading, showed Israel the way they were to go. She even tried to encourage her grown child to follow God on his own without her constant presence. Because of Deborah's wisdom and guidance, Israel enjoyed a rare period of peace. Judges 5:31 states, so let all thine enemies perish, O Lord, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. And the land had rest 40 years. All women can follow Deborah's example to encourage, nurture, and train those around them to live mature, effective, and God-honoring lives. The Bible never states that every woman should be a mother. However, it does say that those whom the Lord blesses to be mothers should take the responsibility seriously. Mothers have a unique and crucial role in the lives of their children. Motherhood is not a chore or unpleasant task. Just as a mother bears a child during pregnancy, and just as a mother feeds and cares for a child during infancy, so mothers also play an ongoing role in the lives of their children. Whether they are adolescents, teenagers, young adults, or even adults with children of their own. While the role of motherhood must change and develop, the love, care, nurture, and encouragement a mother gives should never cease. Even when Jesus was dying on the cross, he was concerned about his mother's care. Jesus died a painful death for our sins. So let us live for him in appreciation for what he did for us. More pharmacies offer to speed prescription deliveries to customers. America's two largest retailers want to deliver prescriptions to your doorstep, sometimes in a matter of hours. By Tom Murphy, Associated Press health writer, April 18, 2025. America's two top largest retailers want to deliver prescriptions to your doorstep in as little as a few hours. Amazon and Walmart are undergoing national expansions in same-day prescription deliveries. They're joining a trend that has gained momentum since the COVID-19 pandemic. With drugstore chains and companies like Instacart and DoorDash rushing to deliver prescriptions as soon as possible. Fast prescription delivery options are growing as traditional drugstores close and more people use telemedicine or subscription-based care that encourages regular deliveries. But this trend may run into limits in the complicated U.S. healthcare system, where drug costs and coverage can outweigh convenience for consumers, some of whom still like the visiting a store. It takes a lot to change people's behavior when it comes to their healthcare, said Ariella Tuzinski, a principal analyst with the consulting firm Forrester. Independent drugstores have done same-day deliveries for years, especially for patients who are homebound or recovering from surgeries, said Bridget Groves, a vice president with the American Pharmacists Association. CVS Health started same-day deliveries in 2017 and has since expanded its reach. The chain delivered more than 4 million prescriptions through that service in 2023. Walgreens also does this nationally and offers a service at hundreds of locations, that will deliver within 2 hours. Instacart got into prescription deliveries during the COVID-19 pandemic when it started a partnership with Costco. The grocery delivery company has since launched same-day delivery partnerships with Walgreens and Publix. Amazon expects to offer same-day prescription deliveries to nearly half of its U.S. customers by the end of this year. It's adding 20 small pharmacies to distribution centers across the country to improve delivery speeds. Separately, the company also has opened 10 prescription processing centers in the past few years. It can do same-day deliveries from those as well. We're building a modern pharmacy, what we like to think of as a pharmacy in your pocket, Amazon executive Hannah McClellan said at a company presentation last fall. The Amazon pharmacy vice president added that this included rapid deliveries and around-the-clock access to pharmacists. Walmart launched same-day deliveries last fall in 6 states and expanded earlier this year to every state except North Dakota, where it has no pharmacies. The company allows customers to get their medicine along with their groceries or other store items. It offers several levels of service, including some deliveries in a half hour. Customer demand drove Walmart's expansion, said Kevin Host, a pharmacy senior vice president. He said prescription deliveries were the top thing customers requested when surveyed by the company. Host noted that most people pick a pharmacy based on how close it is to their home or whether it has a drive-through window. This is just elevating the level of convenience, he said. Same-day deliveries can help people get started quicker on antibiotics or COVID-19 treatments when they are sick and see a doctor via telemedicine. McClellan also said that customers who get their prescriptions quickly are more likely to take them. She said Amazon was doubling down on same-day deliveries this year and has big plans to continue to build and scale those capabilities in the years to come. Patients may lack convenience, but they lack saving money even more. Same-day deliveries can come with additional fees. People who consider them will want to know whether they are getting a better deal on their medicines, Dzinski said. She noted that this is especially true with so-called maintenance prescriptions.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, The Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.